You're listening to SBS News.
Israeli military personnel have intercepted an international flotilla trying to deliver medicine and food to Gaza and boarded its boats as it approached the area. The Global Sumud Flotilla consists of more than 40 civilian boats carrying around 500 parliamentarians, lawyers and activists, including Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg. The organisers say they're trying to break Israel's blockade of Gaza, despite repeated warnings from Israel to turn back. Israel's imposed a naval blockade on Gaza since Hamas took control of the coastal enclave in 2007, and they claim it's a legal part of the action they're taking against Hamas. They've accused the flotilla of having connections to Hamas, which the organisers strongly deny, while other critics accuse them of grandstanding. Judy Patterson's son, Hamish, is the captain of the Wahoo, one of the ships taking part in the action, and she spoke to SBS's T. Mitchell.
What's your understanding of what's been happening in the last few hours as the flotilla approaches the Gaza coast?
Okay, I did have a message from my son at about 6 a.m. this morning, just saying they're going really well. Am I watching the live stream? Yes, I am, I said. Are they in good spirits? And they're going really well. And so that was the last contact I had with him, but I have seen him on, I think it's the Instagram posting of him steering and Juliet, also passenger on board the Wahoo, just saying, yeah, it's like a cat and mouse game. They're trying to dodge, and he's dodging and weaving his boat away from the IOF boat. The Israel occupying forces boat that's firing water cannons all over the boats, the flotilla. Mm-hmm.
And they're coming now quite close to the coast, but just zooming out a little bit, what has Hamish said to you about why he decided to join the flotilla?
He can't bear to see the Palestinian children suffering as they have been, starving, bombed, you know, injured, and he thinks of his own daughters. If that was happening to his daughters, he would hope there'd be other people in the world who would come to their aid, come and help them. So that's his driving motivation. And he is also motivated strongly by sticking up for the underdog, feeling maybe he's got South African ancestry, and he knows, and his own father came from apartheid South Africa to Australia, so he can feel the connection of how Palestinian people were supporting the South Africans during the apartheid, and he just feels, yeah, there's a whole solidarity there for them.
And knowing that there are risks, and previously there have been alleged drone strikes on vessels that are part of the flotilla, and then people also detained by Israeli authorities. How does it feel for you as a mother to see your son taking this action?
At first it felt really, I was very fearful for him because, of course, I don't want to see any harm come to him. I don't want to feel any pain of loss. I don't want him to suffer. There'd be huge, if not physical, psychological trauma imposed on him. I didn't want to see him suffer that, but I also incredibly proud of his humanitarian values and that what he is prepared to speak up and stand up for. So I'm very, very proud of him.
And how would you describe your level of worry for his safety at this point as things kind of come to a head?
I'm a very optimistic person and I can only put forward. I cannot think about worry. That doesn't help. I have to shine a light of hope and love to him. That's the only way I see that I want the future to be.
Israel says that the blockade is legal and they claim that members of the flotilla have links to Hamas. What's your response to that argument the Israeli authorities have been making in recent days?
Very disappointed in Israel making those statements because they know it's not true. And it's obviously, I come to expect terrible propaganda from Israel now because it's just the way they're operating.
Do you know what plans are in place if the flotilla crews are detained? Do you have a clear understanding of what that might look like? Because it does seem to be a reasonably likely outcome.
Well, when I called the consular assistance in Australia just yesterday, which I had done a few days previously and got a really bad service from them, from somebody, I was speaking to someone that's really helpful, listening, kind, empathetic to me, and that person was saying that yes, Tel Aviv, they have people on the ground, Australian Embassy has people on the ground waiting to assist Australians, and they will have a lawyer there, and then he couldn't tell me the exact procedures. That's all that I know.
Is there anything more that you'd like to see from the Australian government? Other nations, including Italy, Spain and Greece, have, for example, sent naval ships to sort of try and ensure safe passage through international waters. Is there more that the Australian government could be doing, even in terms of public statements, or do you think that the actions so far have been sufficient?
No, their actions have not been sufficient and their statements are so weak, and Australian government seems cowardly and seems to be acting as a puppet of Israel. Just there for the trade with Israel, and it's so offensive to my humanity. I'm just so disgusted in what our government is doing.
And just finally, it did seem almost certain that the Israeli military would stop the flotilla and probably detain the crew members. That's been one of the criticisms that have been made of the flotilla, is people saying, in that context, what's the point? What's been achieved? As the mother of someone who's on board now, the flotilla approaching the Gaza coast, what do you think has been achieved by people like Hamish who've decided to take this action?
Yes, thank goodness people like my son and all the other people on the flotilla have taken the leadership that the world needs to take, and now it is all of the people, the rest of the world, who couldn't partake in the flotilla, it's their turn to play their part in preventing this ongoing genocide, in stopping this ongoing genocide. So I think it's made people aware. If governments aren't acting, we have to pressure governments to act, and we have to sanction Israel. And I think that's the only way that will stop the continuing genocide.